Dr. Binkley, thanks so much for talking with me today. You specialize in geriatrics and bone health, correct?
That's correct. My, if you will, union card is in geriatrics, but for the last 20 years or so, I've basically been a bonehead here, where we're interested in reducing the risk for osteoporosis-related fractures in older adults. And as part of that, unsurprisingly, we've gravitated toward the study of vitamin D.
And is linking vitamin D to osteoporosis and bone health, is that something that is pretty new in your field?
Well, not really. It's been known for decades that vitamin D helps us absorb calcium from our intestine. And calcium basically is what makes our bones strong. So if we're not absorbing calcium, we're going to have bone problems. And that was recognized really over 100 years ago with rickets. Vitamin D inadequacy also probably can contribute to osteoporosis, in that if we're not absorbing enough calcium, our bodies are set up to demand that our blood calcium stay within a normal range. And if we're not getting it in, our bodies simply take the calcium from our bones to maintain our blood calcium level. So over time, that can contribute to osteoporosis as well. Importantly, many, quote, osteoporosis-related fractures are due to falls. And there's really pretty good evidence that vitamin D is important in muscle function as well.
We think of vitamin D most commonly as coming from being out in the sunshine, right?
Exactly right. And so that's actually the way that humans were designed to get vitamin D. We were never supposed to have to eat it. We were supposed to live outdoors. And obviously we don't do that anymore. And furthermore, this time of year in Wisconsin, we cannot make any vitamin D because the sun's rays are so low. And as a result, all the ultraviolet B is absorbed in the atmosphere. And so I often tell people that even if you decide to go out and lay naked in the snow at noon in Wisconsin, you can't make any vitamin D.
Well, that sounds like bad news for us here in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, the solution is basically to utilize vitamin D supplementation. There's just a ton of controversy on the importance of vitamin D, on how much we need. As a result, people are hearing just wildly divergent messages. My approach to that is to basically say, look, we don't know enough today. We don't know enough to say what is the right level for you or for me. And in that setting, we need to use common sense. And my common sense approach to this is to look at people who are making vitamin D naturally or normally, people who are highly sun exposed. Say, what do they run?
Do you mean, what do they run in terms of how much vitamin D are they getting?
In their blood. Sort of middle-of-the-road recommendation is that we take 1,000 international units of vitamin D daily, giving us blood levels of 30 to 50 nanograms per mil. I think that it is reasonable that most of us, particularly here in Wisconsin, do take a vitamin D supplement because we can't get it from the sun. But I think clearly it's folks who have had bone problems and or falls. So if you're an adult over 50 and you've had a broken bone with a fall, I think those folks do need to have their vitamin D level measured and their vitamin D intake adjusted to get these levels up in the range that I mentioned before.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Binkley, for talking with me.
All right. You have a good day.